Do you know what what are we doing? Do we know?
No idea.
All right.
No idea. Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Al, just before we go anywhere.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. But just before we move on to anything.
Yeah.
Is this a tangent incoming?
No, an early tangent. It's not. I'd just like to offer my congratulations to our fellow podcasters, Adam and Donna, on their wedding.
Oh. They got married?
Yeah, they did.
When?
I think it was Saturday.
Andrew, please tell me you were officiated.
Hey, that would have been good, wouldn't it? But no, yeah. I wasn't asked, unfortunately.
Did it ask you?
Which is very rude. I'd have been very good at that.
You could go on the internet and you could sign up to be like a priest, can't you, these days?
Yeah, well, they didn't ask me.
While we're on the subject of weddings, I was the MC for my sister's wedding.
MC?
Yeah, the master of ceremonies.
Were you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you give us a bit of an insight to what you said? Did you write down a speech and all that?
No, did I, heck? I said, they're married and now we can get to the bar. There we go. Come on.
Is that it? Is that as much as you did?
Yeah.
Amazing. So what have you been up to all week? Come on, tell us. Have you been gambling or anything?
No, I've not gambled for a bit.
Is it not gambling season?
No.
But so what have you been doing?
It slows down, you know. The hurdles slow down and then they'd like go to flat, so it's not really worth betting on.
Right.
So,
but they still race. There are still races, are there?
Yeah.
All right.
The next big day is Boxing Day.
Oh, right. Was that a big, like, Ascot thing or something?
Yeah.
Are you going?
No, I'd never go to Ascot. I went to one big meeting once, which was the Grand National, and I didn't like that.
Oh, right. Well, don't forget to give us some tips.
I will. Anyway, we digress.
Go on.
I wanted to ask you, keeping with the theme of the podcast.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you both, what podcast do you both listen to, bar this one?
I wouldn't listen to this one, mate. I don't know. What do you listen to, Andrew?
Yvette Fielding's paranormal podcast.
Oh, yeah, you like your ghosty stuff, don't you?
I love all that stuff, yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
What's the format of that, Andrew?
Ghost hunting, talking about stuff. Eh?
Well, there's bits of that because she always refers back to it because obviously that's what she's done for a lot of her career. But it's just like spooky stuff and things that happen to other people and you know, stuff like that. Just anything sort of paranormal.
Yeah,
I like. There's one called No Such Thing as a Fish. I don't know whether you've heard of that one, but it's the elves from QI. On BBC One, is it?
The what?
The elves on QI. There's a programme called QI.
Elves?
Yes, right. Elves.
Right.
They're not actual elves, they call them the elves.
Right.
Excuse me. So, and they talk about random topics and facts and things like that. You never heard of that one?
No, I've heard of QI. I know what QI is because it's with that guy, isn't it? Stephen Fry.
Yeah, he's in it now, yeah. But it's all like interesting facts, and that's really quite interesting to listen to.
I've never really got the format of QI. I've never watched it.
Let's go back to ghost hunting, though. No, because have we seen ghosts? This is something I want to talk about for ages.
No.
I have been on a ghost hunt with Yvette and the gang.
Have you?
You've been on one?
Yeah, I've done one.
Right.
I think it was a nuclear bunker somewhere near Stoke-on-Trent.
Of course it was.
I think that's where it was. Was it a nuclear bunker? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Right.
Why, in all the technology we have we never actually got a ghost on a camera, Andrew?
We have.
Where?
Where?
Most Haunted have done it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
They have.
No, I
tell you what.
Derek Acor stood in the corner going, oh, can you film me fatty? You know, whatever he says. Like, really weird stuff. He does.
I'm sure he didn't say that.
Are you in the room
when he did? Mary Phil's dick. Mary C's dick. Remember what? You don't remember that?
No.
I am not exaggerating. I'm not making it up.
I might have to dig out the clip because I think you might be going up the wrong alleyway here.
No, yeah. I'm going to get it out.
I just think he made that up for the excuse to say those words.
No, it's absolutely true. He was talking about someone called Mary from the 12th century looking for Richard. That's how he said it.
He's dead now, Derek Acora.
Is he? Mm. Oh, he was a good character. I do like the ghost hunting thing, but my theory about not finding actual evidence... Oh, come on.
Well, have you ever had anything spooky happen to you?
I have.
I've had two things happen.
Go on.
The most recent was... My grandma died overnight, so I was obviously asleep.
Mm.
And she was sat on my bed talking to me.
Right.
And I woke up. I sat bolt upright in bed, which I never, ever do, and was basically sat there talking to her.
Well, but
and then
she
my
wasn't
mum
there.
The next day called me and said that your grandma died in South Africa last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, that's not ghosts, is it? That's something
that's
to do with
something
spirits.
Paranormal. Yeah, there's something going on there. Yeah,
and I do actually believe in that. I've always had a theory about ghosts: is that like when you can see a ghost, but no one else can see him, or you can't see it in a mirror, or you can't see it on a camera.
Yeah,
I think it's a spirit giving you a projection of themselves.
Is that not the same?
You know what I mean?
Hallucination when nobody else can see it.
Well, possibly, yeah. I don't know what the term is, but my point being is when someone says, oh, I keep seeing a white lady walk down there, I think they're just projecting their images to you. They're not physically there. Mm. It's a mental thing. What do you think? Does that make sense?
No, I don't really understand.
All right, okay.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Anyway, I would like to now move on. We're staying with like what podcast we've been listening to.
All right.
And I have been listening to one what is like it's a bit like mine, but it's
what rubbish.
No, you're knocking me off here.
Sorry.
Right.
Stay on target, Jordan. Stay on target.
I am.
You can do it.
It's called Great Company, and it's presented by a man called Jamie Lang.
From Only Ways Essex.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
And
Made in Chelsea.
One of them.
Yeah.
Each week, he has a different celebrity guest on, and they tell their story of how they got to where they are today. And they're really, really good. And it inspires me. Some of the questions that he asks, I think, right, well, that is the kind of question I'm going to ask when I get guests on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I really enjoy them.
Yeah, you should listen to other podcasts, especially you, and you should listen to other people's interviewing techniques, you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
I think there's a few recommendations I've given you over the last year and said, oh, listen to this guy.
And some other things I've been doing, I've been going back through our podcasts and picking out some of the interview episodes and then listening to the quality of them, like from interview into interview, where I've improved.
See whether you've improved or not, yeah. And have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I think I am.
Yeah, I was joking when I said that.
Right.
You've definitely improved.
Should we do Flying Fact?
All right. Are we going straight to that?
Yeah, we are.
So, remind us of the rules.
Basically, you've got three facts. Two of them are true, one of them's a lie.
We have to work out
which one's a lie.
Yeah, I couldn't give a flying fact. Come on then, Joe.
Neither could I. My first one is...
Yep.
I've stood on Rob Mallard's foot. And for those of you who don't know, Rob Mallard is the person who played... or still plays the character of Daniel Osborne in Coronation Street.
None of that means anything to me, but go on.
Me neither, but a lot of detail there.
Yeah.
Right. I am distantly related to the woman that plays Rita in Coronation Street, Barbara Knox.
Oh. Right. See a theme here.
Oh.
And...
Is this the next one going to involve Roy Cropper?
No.
Go on.
And I've met... pretty much all the Shameless cast on a day out in Gorton.
Is that visiting family?
Wow, okay.
That's good.
Discuss, boys.
Yeah. Because it was filmed in Gorton, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was, yeah.
I think most of it's been knocked down now, hasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, certainly some of it's been rebuilt. Yeah. I think the pub's still there. in the middle of that estate. What was the first one again, John?
So Rob Mallard was the first one. Stood on his foot, yeah?
Yes.
A lot of detail in there. Probably too much detail, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You see, every time Jordan does too much detail, we always think it's true. But that's been the opposite the last couple of times, when he's given so much detail, and it's actually turned out to be the lie.
So in other words, he's quite good at this game, is what we're saying.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he realises it. Do you?
Well, I think
Rita,
about it.
Yeah. I know. You'd have mentioned that before now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure about that one.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she'd have been on your interview list by now.
Yeah, she probably would have.
Shameless, I can kind of buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Local to you and what have you.
Yep.
I'm going for the Rita, yeah.
How did you meet Shameless? How did that come about?
Well, next door to where they were filming, there was a disability riding club, and you got to ride these bikes. Like they were, you could ride them using your hands and not the pedals, because obviously some people have dicky legs, including myself. And then when I went for some dinner. In between riding these bikes, someone said, "Oh, look, Jordan, they're filming Shameless over there." And I said, "You're absolutely joking." And I turned around, and there all they were. And then I went, and then they come in the same restaurant what we were having dinner in. So I just had pictures took with all of them.
Right. So I think we've established that's true. So I think my guess is going to be Rita, because you'd have mentioned her countless times before now.
I agree.
That's
completely.
The lie.
I can agree completely.
A lot of detail with Shameless. I can believe that totally. No idea about the first one, but again, a lot of detail. And yeah, I think that was true.
I missed most of the detail with the Shameless bit because I was busy dying in the corner coughing, as you may have heard. Sorry if I have it. But yes, I agree. Rita is the lie.
You'd be correct.
Yay!
Yes!
But, there's something there.
No, you can't do a but.
No, there is something there.
No!
She's not distantly related to me, but she's distantly related to my Uncle Andrew.
Okay.
So she's not distantly related to me, but she's distantly related to an uncle of mine.
Well, she's distant. Hey, what? If she's.
You know her family's work. And so if she's distantly related to your uncle, she's distantly related to you.
No.
Because. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, shut off a minute.
Are you on crack?
No, because the uncle that she's related to, yeah, is only my uncle because he married my mum's sister.
Yeah, that's still.
Yeah, but he's not.
When you were younger, did you have a lot of uncles visiting your house?
Oh no, no, no!
Jesus!
Are you ready for mine?
I think we should probably crack on, don't you? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Let's hear yours.
Okay, here we go. Right, fact number one, boys.
What?
Fact number one: I can knit. That's fact number one. Okay. Fact number two. I once saw the tide come in at Southport Beach.
Where?
Southport.
Right.
Yeah. Fact number three, I used to drive round in a Cherokee Jeep with a surfboard on the roof, and yet I cannot swim. Discuss, gentlemen.
What was the last thing you knitted?
Probably a scarf. I can only knit scarves. But I don't do it as a hobby, like on a daily basis, you know.
Just when you're a bit bored.
Yeah, yeah, sit down. Play guitar, do a bit of knitting.
Yeah.
Weekends mainly.
Right, the thing with a surfboard, you've definitely done that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the knitting's the lie.
Right.
You think that's the lie?
Yeah.
What about the tide coming in Southport? Tell me about that.
Well, have you ever seen the tide coming at Southport?
I've never been to Southport, I don't think.
The tide it coming in at Southport is very, very rare.
But not impossible.
Yeah.
So I think that's true.
What, that I've seen the tide coming to Southport?
You've seen the tide coming, because that's such a random thing that very rarely ever happens. Mm-hmm. But so if that's you're, true.
But you're from up north.
Yeah.
And that phrase alone should ring a lot of alarm bells. I'm looking at you here. You don't?
Me?
Yeah, well, do you know what I mean? No, you never heard the phrase about Southport and tide coming in at last?
No.
Anyway, go on then. What are you going for?
I think the knitting's a lie.
The knitting's a lie for you?
I still need to talk about Southport Beach.
Okay, go on.
Go on then,
does the tide ever come in at Southport Beach?
Maybe it does, yeah. I've seen it. That's the whole point.
You've never seen it? Unbelievable.
I walked into that, didn't I? No!
Are you going with knitting, Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go with knitting. You stay with knitting.
Yeah.
I'll go with Southport Beach.
Yeah, Southport Beach is the lie. I've never seen the tide coming at Southport Beach. And neither has anybody else.
But, right. How did you discover that you could knit?
My mum taught me.
Is that the question? That's the question you're going with?
Yeah.
My question is, if the sea never comes in at Southport Beach,
yeah,
why is there a beach?
Well, I don't know.
How did the beach get there?
No one ever sees. It's a really long beach. The beach just goes out for miles, basically. Mm. So you never see the sign in Southport.
Yeah.
You just don't see it.
Yeah.
So that was my joke, that I'd seen it.
All right.
And yes, I can knit.
It wasn't very funny.
Well,
we're not doing joke of the week yet. We're not doing joke of the week.
Do you know what? Right, hang on a minute. This morning, I just realised, I text Jordan, bit of a pet hate this, by the way. I text Jordan, and he texts me back. And do you know on your phone, Andrew, you get all the bubbles. You know someone's typing, right?
Yeah.
And you're looking at it, and it's type, goes away. Type, goes away. And you're looking at it and going, oh, come on, hurry up. Just finish typing. Then eventually he goes, yes. God, fucking hell. Joke off.
What?
Joke off.
Oh, yeah. Shall we do that?
Right, we're on episode 87.
Right, I'll go first.
Wait. This is the only bit I do.
He's keen.
This is the only thing I do every week.
He's keen.
Is give you the scores on the doors.
Go on, then.
Just let me have me a moment.
Go on, then. What I love.
As of last week...
He's very sensitive today, isn't he?
The scores were 26 points to Jordan.
Yeah.
And 30 points to Kevin.
You are sensitive today.
Oh, my God.
Jordan got told off when we came into the room, didn't he?
Oh,
remember?
My God.
He started bossing you around the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
Properly.
I'm called, literally, I am called Boss Man. Literally. That's what I am.
We need to be changed to Bossy Man. Go on, John. Joke.
What do you call an aeroplane full of bald people?
I like it already, go on.
Receding Airlines.
You see, that's what this was made for. Crap like that. Love it.
That was very, very good. I did like that a lot. My wife's really fed up with me. And particularly, she's really fed up with my flamingo impersonations. So I've had to put my foot down.
I mean, it's good, isn't it? It is good. But the point goes to Jordan.
No, I'll let you have that.
Jordan's got 27 points. Jordan.
No.
You catch it up.
I'm not bothered about your points.
What's up?
What's flamingos? Explain. Elaborate.
Oh, my God.
You are taking the bait now.
No, elaborate.
What do flamingos do when they stand up?
I don't know.
Did you go to school?
Well, I spent most of it
in the lift. Most of it stuck in the lift. Jordan.
On that note, shall we go?
You can go.
Huh?
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.